It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon. Thanks for your company. Now, you'd have to have been hiding under a rock to not know the name Ariane Titmus. Not only doing Tasmania, but Australia proud this year's games, bringing home 2 gold, a silver and a bronze. And not only are we proud, but so is our family. And we've got her father, Steve Titmus, on the line with us now. G'day, Steve. How are you, mate?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Mate, I'm very well. Long time no see.
It is, and mate, this is fabulous. Like, I'm really chuffed that you've given me a call and we can sit down and have a good old chinwag.
Well, we haven't really been able to do that in this kind of format before. I mean, obviously we've got some pressing issues to get out of the way, but let's talk about your journey. A lot of people, well, you became a household name back in the 80s working in Tasmanian television, didn't you?
Look, I did. Look, I had a wonderful time in Tasmania. I came back to Tassie from Channel 7 Adelaide. I'll go back one step. I actually originally started at the Examiner newspaper in Launceston and then went to what was then Tas TV in Hobart, and then from there to Channel 7 Adelaide, and then came back to Southern Cross in Launceston as the sports editor, and then eventually became the newsreader. So I was there for 10 and a half years, and look, it was a great ride. So, you know, it was great to be in people's lounge rooms in Tasmania. And you know, Tasmania is, you know, a place where I was born and bred and a place that we still love very much.
Look, that being said, we still see you filing reports for the news every night on Channel 7 anyway, so it's not like you've gone too far. You're just based next to sunny waters.
Yeah, based over on the marvel of technology. Oh, you know, it's great. I'm still in the same game, which, you know, these days I'm grateful to still be, you know, in the same game, and it's great and terrific. And, you know, Brisbane has been wonderful to us. And we've got some wonderful friends up here now, and we've been welcomed with open arms. And so, yeah, life's good.
Now, that being said, you've been covering sport for many decades now. Both you and Robin, I think, fronted a local sports show back on Southern Cross in the 90s, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It was the Sports World program. I had this crazy idea that we wanted to replicate Channel 7's Sports World program with Bruce McAvaney back in Tassie, so we ran it 1 hour later. That was mainly so we could pinch their stories and reintroduce them. And then we obviously, the big thing though was, and Ray James, the dear late Ray James, led the charge with local sport for so many years covering local footy. And it was a great thrill to still be able to give local footy, local basketball, local netball, and athletics and swimming a run on television, because these days it just doesn't happen as much. So for us back then, it was a great thrill to be able to still continue to bring local sport to air. Look, I hosted the local Tassie Sports World program, and Robin was the update presenter of that. And that was a wonderful time.
Did you ever think you'd be covering your kids?
Oh, mate, I tell you, I, in the wildest dreams, I think that we'd end up in the situation we're in at the moment. You know, quite an extraordinary, wonderful, magical journey that we've been on. Look, it hasn't been easy. There's been many challenges along the way. And when Arnie, as a 13-year-old, had won a couple of national championships, there's a guy called Peter Gartrell who was coaching the Launceston Aquatic Club at the time. And you know, he sort of said to us, along with some high-up people at Swimming Australia, that we'd probably have to move somewhere where there was a lot more high-performance competition and that incredible swimming culture that exists in southeast Queensland. So we didn't have 3, 6, or 18 months to make up our mind whether we would move. We had about a month to make up our mind what to do. And when you know, Ariane came back from that national championships as a 13-year-old, you know, she said to her grandmother on the way back, she said, "You know, Nanny, I'm going to have to move, I reckon, if I want to swim at the Olympics." And so we sat down as a family and decided, well, as a group, Mia, Ariane's sister, and Robin and I, we sat down and said, well, you know, we've got to make the move. Robin and I have always believed as parents that when you have children, you know, you sign up to provide them with a safe and stable environment and an environment for them to chase their dreams without suffocating them. So we decided, look, let's pack up and let's move to Queensland and give this a shot. And allow Arnie to chase her dreams and also to give Mia some greater opportunities as well. So we did that. And I think, you know, we sit back today and think, you know, if we hadn't have done that, perhaps Arnie wouldn't have stood on the podium at Tokyo. And, you know, that would be very sad for us today. But, you know, there's no guarantee in everything. Ariane might have reached the age of 18 and decided swimming wasn't for her. Mm. But, you know, we would have given it a go. So, look, what an incredible journey it's been.
It sounds like, was it somewhat of an easy decision to make for you?
Not easy. No, not easy. It was difficult because, you know, we were giving away, you know, a wonderful lifestyle we had in Tassie. We were giving up jobs and careers. Robin was fortunate enough to secure a position with a firm in Brisbane that she's still with today. Mm. And so she moved up to Brisbane with Arnie and Mia 6 months prior to when I moved up. So I stayed back in Tassie and packed up the house and sold that, and then continued to search for work. And I was fortunate that Channel 7 rang up and said they had a news reading relief role at Maroochydore to replace Rob Brough for a month over Christmas. And that's when, you know, I decided, well, it was only a month's worth of casual work, but we'd give it a go. So we came to Queensland, and I've been at Seven ever since. So that's how things have sort of panned out. But look, it wasn't easy. It was tough because we had so much to weigh up. But what made the decision easier, if you like, is that we knew that Arnie was so focused, so determined. She's a smart girl. And we saw it in her eyes and we saw it in her, in a way that she was already going about her swimming and growing into a beautiful young lady, that we just knew we had to give her those opportunities. And thank God we did.
Look, it's going to sound stupid, and as Michael Maney from the sideline view stated, we've run out of superlatives, but proud dad moment just understates it, really, doesn't it?
Oh, look, and I think we're, you know, we're emotional about it all, particularly when she gave Dean the kiss at the, the cuddle, I should say, at the end of the 200, because we know what's gone into this campaign, and that's what made me enormously proud, is that Arnie is such a humble girl, and we're proud that we produced a girl like that, and one that is completely in appreciation of what she's been able to achieve. You know, every day, particularly for the past 2 years, Arnie said to Dean, you know, you map it out and I'll execute. And it's been enormous pain for her. The training has just been relentless and it's been enormous, and Dean mapped out every single day, every single morning session, the recoveries, the weight sessions, the diet, everything, back in the pool again in the afternoon, 4 or 5 hours a day in the pool, plus all the other stuff during the day as well, 7 or 8 hours every day to prepare as a professional athlete to take off those blocks in Tokyo and mow Katie Ledecky down in the final lap, completely planned out over a two-year period and planned every day. And that's why we get so emotional, because we know how much has gone into this campaign, how much was invested into it, and that Arnie has just grabbed her opportunities that she's been given with open arms and made the most of it. And it's made us, has made the country, has made Tasmania, has made everyone so proud. And if she's inspired other young kids out there to take up sport and chase their own dreams, that would just be, you know, that's just the ultimate prize.
Critics were saying Ledecky was untouchable, but as you said, Ariane quite headstrong. If I were talking to her right now on the phone, would she say that it was all worth it?
Oh, look, I think so, absolutely. You know, we've spoken to her a few times and done some FaceTime over the past 24 hours. And look, she, you know, she's typical Arnie, you know. She hasn't really gone into celebration mode yet. We're just looking forward to her coming home. You know, she's going into quarantine for a fortnight. They leave Tokyo this afternoon and fly to Darwin and then go into Howard Springs for a fortnight, and then she'll come home. And we're just looking forward to some massive big hugs. And, you know, we've just told her how much we love her and how much we're looking forward, you know, to having a home and really sitting down as a family and going over what's been an incredible past week and just really relaxing and enjoying, you know, enjoying her wonderful smile again at home and just enjoying some relaxing and downtime.
Yes, you'd all have some ants in your pants until her safe arrival home. And, of course, the Titmus pool room, a couple more additions.
And, look, we know that it's not going to be too much lying around when Arnie comes back. You know, she wants to come back to Tassie for a while, to, you know, go back to a primary school, a high school, and go back to the swimming pool and say hi to everybody. She's so looking forward to that. And, you know, and there will be the whirlwind, depending on COVID, of course, the trips around Australia to say thank you to the country for everything. And you know, so it's going to be pretty full on when she gets back. But you know, it's all going to be worth it. And then, you know, the thing is that literally within another month or so, she'll be back in the pool, training again for the World Championships in May next year, and then the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. So, and then, of course, the Paris Olympic Games are only three years away. So,
well, we say that, Steve.
I know we say that, and so it's you know, it's almost like you know, hopefully the world is somehow going to be back to some sort of normality, and we can see the Olympic Games in Paris as they're meant to be, with all the bells and whistles.
Unbelievable. I've stolen a quarter of an hour of your time out of a busy schedule, so I really appreciate that, Steve. And please, again, pass on the state's congratulations to your lovely daughter when she does arrive home. And we can't wait to have her back on Terra Firma here on the Apple Isle.
Oh, look, we're all going to come down, and we're looking forward to it immensely.
Good on you.
Everyone. Look, to everyone in Tassie, thanks for your support, you know, and all our love to everyone.
Appreciate your time.
Cheers, mate.